This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. An extreme risk protection order is a legal action judges can use to take guns away from people who seem dangerous. A new law passed Monday seeks to make that protection more accessible. CPR's Ava Keon has more.
The change expands the list of people who can ask the court to consider applying a red flag law on a person. That had previously been limited to law enforcement, district attorneys, teachers, healthcare professionals, and people close to the person. In 2023, Colorado Public Radio found that the petitions filed by law enforcement were more likely to be granted than in individuals. Healthcare and educational institutions can now step in and petition for one. It also extends to emergency response teams who have provided services to the person. Ava Keon, CPR News.
The city of Aurora has passed a drought declaration. The city council passed the resolution Monday, declaring a stage one drought effective immediately. That means residents can only water their lawns 2 days a week on assigned days, with no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Filling swimming pools or operating outdoor fountains is not allowed. Wasting water or using more than allowed may result in fines. The city's target is to reduce its water use by 20%. And next week is International Dark Sky Week, and you know what? This is a good place to celebrate. Colorado has more certified dark sky locations than any other state. It means no matter where you are in Colorado, you're likely only 90 minutes away from a stargazing destination. Although Great Sand Dunes National Park is the most popular, there are many places to take in the night sky. Visit darkskycolorado.org to find events near you. Good afternoon, Pueblo. Look for a high of 80 degrees today. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC.